This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. At least 17 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes overnight in Gaza's southernmost town. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The town of Rafah on the border with Egypt was struck twice overnight, killing well over a dozen people, according to nearby hospital officials. The first strike hit a residential building east of Rafah, killing at least 13 people from the Hijazi family. The second strike hit a home in the Jenina area, killing several more people from another family. In the hospital, displaced Gaza resident Bisan Al-Aga told the AP, "I'm displaced here at my sister's house. I don't know what's happened. The only thing I know is I took my son between my arms. I know nothing other than this." Israel's defense minister warned earlier in the week that Israel might expand combat to Rafah after focusing on Khan Yunis. I'm Karen Shamas.
The U.S. military has launched an air assault on dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. VOA's Patsy Wittekuswara has this report.
A total of 85 targets linked to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard's Quds force and affiliated militia groups were hit. "These strikes will not be the last," said Lieutenant General Douglas Sims, Director for Operations of the Joint Staff, in a phone briefing Friday.
"Right now, all of our aircraft are out of harm's way. I'm not going to provide any particulars as it relates to timing on future strikes."
Targets include command and control operation centers, intelligence centers, rockets and missiles, drone storage, and logistics and munitions supply chain facilities of militia groups and their IRGC sponsors. Patsy Wittekuswara, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Transgender people are marginalized in Pakistan, as in many places. As the country goes to polls next week, three transgender people are on the ballot for provincial and national assemblies. Rights activist Nayab Ali is among them, running for a national assembly seat from the nation's capital, Islamabad. VOA's Pakistan bureau chief Sarah Zaman met Ali on the campaign trail.
Out of 5,000 candidates for the national assembly's 266 general seats, Ali is the only transgender person.
"Society has seen transgender people begging for money, doing sex work, dancing at weddings, blessing babies. They have not seen a transgender politician or professor or lecturer."
Her campaign, run by a bunch of her transgender friends, barely has any funds. Ali knows winning won't be easy. But for her, victory is not just at the ballot box.
"I'm seeing this campaign as an awareness campaign.
I might not win, but people will definitely realize that transgender people are human beings and have the same rights as others."
Sarah Zaman, VOA News, Islamabad.
Tourists have barely started trickling back into the Mexican resort of Acapulco, but the gangland killings on the beaches have already returned. At least three people were shot to death on the beach in Acapulco last weekend. One of them was killed by gunmen who arrived and escaped aboard a boat. The violence continues despite the presence of 10,000 soldiers and National Guard officers deployed after Acapulco was hit by Category 5 Hurricane Otis in late October. Officials in Chile report Saturday intense forest fires burning around a populous area of central Chile have left at least 19 people dead and destroyed about 1,100 homes. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Chile's Interior Minister Carolyn Toja said Saturday there were 92 forest fires burning in the center and south of the country, where temperatures have been unusually high this week. The deadliest of the fires were occurring in the region of Valparaiso, where authorities urged people not to leave their homes so fire trucks, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles could transit with greater ease. Toja did not offer any details about the 19 people killed. She said the two fires near Quilpe and Bielmana had burned through at least 8,000 hectares since Friday. The El Nino weather pattern had caused droughts and hotter than usual temperatures along the west of South America this year, increasing the risk of forest fires. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Kenya's president says corruption and officials' incompetence allowed a liquid petroleum plant to operate in one of Nairobi's most crowded residential neighborhoods, where its explosion and fire killed three people and injured more than 280 others. President William Ruto says the officials who gave licenses to the plant must be dismissed and prosecuted. The National Environment Management Authority Board says in a statement that it has suspended four officials and asked police to investigate them. Police say they are looking for the plant's owners. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.